So a young man was climbing a mountain, and suddenly his foot slipped. He grabbed a branch and hung there. He started to get exhausted because he didn't have the strength to pull himself up. And so he looked up to heaven and he cried out, "God, help me! Please help me!" Suddenly, the clouds parted and a deep voice resounded.
"Let go."
Well, the young man paused and looked around, and then he looked up to heaven once more and he said, is there anyone else up there? That's a true story. So, you know, we are often exhorted to trust in God, but do we ever think about the trust that the Lord has placed in us? That is in part what our parable today is about. Last week and this week, we heard parables about the departure and definite return of last week, the bridegroom, this week, the master of servants. And the crucial issue in both of these parables revolves around what happened during the absence of the one who departed. And the allusion is clear. Jesus, the bridegroom of the church, our master, departed when he ascended into heaven and will definitely return on the day of the Lord that St. Paul speaks about in our second reading. And so this parable is about us now, in this time between the Lord's departure and his definite return. And a striking feature in this parable is the trust that the master places in his servants. Jesus says he entrusted his property to them. And he gave to each servant a task and an amount, as Jesus says, in proportion to his ability. And so we see that Jesus tells us that God does not love generically. He does not deal with us as identical items on an assembly line. But rather, he has entrusted to each one of us abilities, capacities, potentialities, possibilities that are unique to the person that he has created each one of us to be. This is illustrated beautifully elsewhere in Scripture in St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, when he describes the church as the body of Christ. The hand, for example, has a function unique to itself, which the eye, which has its own contribution, cannot fulfill. And the hand can't do what the eye does. And so God has created each one of us with distinct and unique abilities that are unique to us. Now, it is interesting to note in our parable the response of the first two servants as opposed to the third one. The first two servants are enthusiastic and energetic about the master's loving trust that he shows them. With industry and imagination, they are found, as the master addresses them upon his return, as trustworthy. And with touching gratitude, each of those two servants says the same thing to the master. "You entrusted me." Proud that their master has trusted them according to their different capacities. How different is the approach and attitude of the third servant? He says to the master, not, "You entrusted me." He says to the master, "I had heard about you." In what that servant says, there is nothing that suggests a loving, trusting relationship, but only distance and fear. So how could that fear look in our lives that could distance us from our loving master? Maybe we're afraid of what Jesus will ask of us, which reveals a lack of love and trust that his only desire is to give us abundant life and to save us from sin and death. Or maybe we're afraid that somehow our Lord doesn't know the unique abilities and potentialities he has given to each of us when he created us. Jean Vanier is a great Catholic of our times who, back in the early 60s, founded the L'Arche communities, which are now all throughout the world. These are communities, Christian communities, of handicapped people living with those who are non-handicapped, so to speak. And the non-handicapped members of the community are called the assistants. And Jean Vanier, often when he goes to the different communities throughout the world, he takes some time with the assistants to talk to them, one-on-one. And he said, often he says to them, so how is your prayer life? And he'll get the response, well, you know, I really haven't been able to spend much time in prayer. You know, taking care of the handicapped is a very difficult thing, and it takes a lot of time and energy. And Jean Vanier says, yes, I understand that. It's very, very hard and demanding to care for those who are handicapped. But recently you had a holiday, so I suspect you spent a lot of that time in prayer. And he gets, well, no, I didn't. So Jean Vanier says, you know, it's not a matter of a lack of time to give to prayer. Maybe the reason we don't pray is because we're afraid of what the Lord will ask of us. That's why we don't pray. Pope Francis puts his finger on the attitude of the third servant in this great work of his, The Joy of the Gospel. He writes this: many people fear that they may be asked to undertake some apostolic work, and they seek to avoid any responsibility that may take away from their free time. This is frequently due to the fact that people feel an overbearing need to guard their personal freedom, as though the task of evangelization was a dangerous poison rather than a joyful response to God's love, which summons us to mission and makes us fulfilled and productive. Some resist giving themselves over completely to mission and thus end up in a state of paralysis and acedia. In other words, cast out into the darkness where there's wailing and grinding of teeth. And so let us trust Jesus, our Master, who trusts us to continue his work on earth until he comes again. What a breathtaking honor that is, church. Let us respond with joyful gratitude. You entrusted me, Lord, knowing that the Lord will never, ever entrust something to us which is too burdensome. He promises, my yoke is easy and my burden light. And knowing that the Lord will never give us a responsibility that is beyond our abilities that he has given to us, that he knows, and that he will always pour out his abundant grace on us to perform the work of mission that he's entrusted to us. Amen.